This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Now I'm going to teach you another lesson which I saw in the Chida. Something beautiful. Beautiful. You know, Avraham Avinu, one of his nisyonot was, he had to go fight the five kings. Who told him that there was a problem, that he had to go fight, and that Lot was taken, and that he went to war? Og, okay. Vayavo Palit. And what happened? It says in the Pasuk, Vayavo Palit. And what did the Palit do? It says in the Pasuk, he spoke to Avram Ha'ivri. Right? Here. Pasuk says like this. Vayavo Palit. This week's parish. Vayavo Palit. Vayaged Lavram Ha'ivri. First time, he's called an Ivri right here. Why is he called Ivri here? The Chida asks us for a question. So Chazal tell us Ivri means that the whole world was on one side, and he was what? On the other side. Ivri. Ask the Chida, but why here? Why are we being taught this here when he had to go fight what? Okay. So the Chida is busy with the word Ivri, and he gives different terutzim, and he says, V'li Nira, he says, I have a verb chidush. What does Ivri mean? Over. How did Avram take every challenge? Ivri, that it's over. Gamze yavor. Made a chiddush. Vayavoy, he came. Vayaged. Lavram. What is Avram? Ho Ivri. What does he mean, the chida? Akol over. But that's how he took everything. Oh, another guy takes. Oh, no, not again. That's it. Hashem again. I. What do you want from me? What do you want? Yeah. It's quiet. 5 minutes, it's quiet again. Od. Nolad od baya. Vayavo apalit. Nu, Moshev. And then he brings a chidush. Shamati. Says the chida, I heard that Shloima HaMelech had a ring. And on the ring, it said, Gamze Yavur. Chida brings it down. Who here is dealing in diamonds? Everybody. Okay, that's a silly question, the Bukharian community. Okay. I also deal in diamonds. I deal in diamonds, and I deal in teaching diamonds. Okay. Could you tell me, you ever saw a necklace? Did you have a Magen David? Did you ever see a thing, Gamze Yavor? You should do it. It's called Shlaima Melech's jewelry. Do it! Do it. Open up a thing, a line of jewelry called Gamze Yavor. And it doesn't mean Gamze Yavor that someone's going to take it off your finger and steal it. That's not what it means. So what does Gamze Yavor mean? Says the Chida that Shlaima Melech in his wisdom learned how to live. And that is, everything is Gamze Yavor. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. And he explains how life is just passing by us. And we all know the whole Mesilat Yesharim, Prozdor. To me, it sounds very depressing. Imagine you tell a guy, don't worry about all your problems. You'll die anyway. What's the big deal? I call over there. Tell me, you think it'll work? Could you imagine if I was a psychologist and I open up a practice and any guy that comes to tell me about his problems, you know what I tell him? Al tidag, machar tamud, mach bat lecha. No? Hayiti matzliach kacha? Could you imagine if every guy that walks into my office and starts pouring out his heart to my bayot shalom, and you'll men, al tidag, machar tamud, mach bat lecha, maz, b'seder. I have news for you. Actually, it's an open medrash. The Aruch Lener in Mesechet Sukkah, the last piece in the Aruch Lener, brings a medrash plia. What's the medrash plia? The medrash plia is that Eov was very, very pained by his Yisurim. And he came to complain to Hashem, Borei Olam, I can't take it anymore. So what did Hashem do? He says, come with me. Let me show you the sukkah in the backyard. What's the sukkah in the backyard? Sheva al sheva. See, today the sukkah is beautiful. Today we live in a tkufa that the sukkah is even nicer than some of the rooms in the house. Baruch Hashem. But really, technically, what is a sukkah? A sukkah is sheva al sheva, seven by seven, the walls finish, shlosha v'tefach, three walls and a tefach, and it's good enough. And Hashem shows him this. Nitpayes Yov. Yov felt great afterwards. So maybe he was thinking, Sukkot is coming. Al Simchas Beis Hashem. Well, great, maybe. Yeah? Moshe! Mata Yoshen. Ma kure lecha? Mati Sukkata. Yoshen basukkah. Zabai yizasi pupo. What's the pshat? You hear the question? It's a great question. So the Aruch Lener says this pshat. Sukkot dirat haroi. Sukkah dirat arayi. Achayim zarayi. Gam ze yavor. That was the lesson Hashem was telling him. I have a question for you. I have a question. This is the Hitpayes Yov, gam ze yavor. Al tidag olam hazeh ze hevel avalim. Kashe lavin etze. Kashe lavin etze. Rabotai, you know what gam ze yavor means? It's only there to test you. The minute that it's not sholet on you, you pass the test and it's going to go away by itself. Hachayim ze lo mitziuti, hamitziut zach toiro, lilmod, litpalel, la'avod et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hamafri'im. It's a mirage. You ever see what a mirage is? You think, whoa, it's not there. It's not there. B'chlal not there. It's not really there. It's there to test you. The minute it's not sholet, ata sholet al zeh, the minute you say, ani lo nitpa'el mizeh, it doesn't affect me. I'm going to do Ani yilmad, ani yitpalel, ani sayon over. Ani sayon's going to go away by itself. It's going to go away by itself. Rana Chafetz Chaim lost his child, Reb Leib. He loved Reb Leib. Reb Leib was the Dayan of Radin. He passed away in the life of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, how did he respond to the death of his child? He got up in the Bet Knesset and he gave a clap. He cut al ha'amud. Wamar yetzer hara. Ata choshev shata tishlot alai. V'takev oti milichtov ata Mishneh Berurah. You think you're going to stop me from writing the Mishneh Berurah? I win, you lose. I'm going to write the Mishneh Berurah. You gained nothing. Mata choshev. You think you're going to... No. I will write the Mishneh Berurah. And the Chafetz Chaim said, where did I learn this from? I learned this from a mother in the times of the Spanish Inquisition. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said. That there was a sipur of a mother who lost a child in the Spanish Inquisition. And she stood on top of the child that was bleeding and was dying. And he said, Borei Olam, Ad Achshav, Hayali Ahava, La Kodesh Baruch Hu Vela Ben Sheli. I had to share the love. I had to share it between Hashem and my child. Achshav Shaben Lo Nimtza Kol Ahava Sheli Elecha Borei Olam. Mar HaFetz Chaim Im Ima Ima Regila Ima pshuta, Yehudiya pshuta. Simple Jewish mother could be so strong in her amunah to accept and to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebrirut, and not to be lost, miyu yuash. Shalta al hamatzav, velo hamatzav shalat aleha. As kal v'chomer ani, shani ben Torah. Kal v'chomer ani, shani lomed Torah, umelamed Torah, umarbitz Torah, migdolei Yisrael. Yesh li et hakoach hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani ohev otcha. Ava shleima. HaMishnu Brura Yamshich. V'ani yichtov et HaMishnu Brura. This is what a Jew, every Jew has in himself, even l'nisyonot kashim. But like I said, what are the stronger nisyonot? The daily life nisyonot are sometimes even harder. But we have the kochot, amad bikulam, Avram Avinu instilled in us the ability to withstand life and the difficulties of life. Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. That we could be yirei Shemayim regardless of what happens. And whatever it is, gam ze ya'avor, it will go away.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.